The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hi Roger, it's Brian. Hope all's well, mate. I hope you got that bird table up in time. I'm just I'm just sounding you out about Christmas, about Christmas Day. I know it's a few weeks off, but I'm at a bit of a loose end. I'm normally at Auntie Leslie's, but she's seeing her cousins on her other side in Fife. And a couple of the boys are off to Amsterdam, which they're very excited about. They're heading back to family, so the flat's free around that time. And I was just thinking, maybe we could go to the Wetherspoons. I know they've got that deal on. I think it's really reasonable. It's £10.99, and I think that includes the meal, and the trimmings, etc. And you get a cracker and a glass of wine. But you know, I don't mind sneaking something in, you know, to top up with a bottle of port or whatever, something Christmassy. I think Paul's up for it with his sister, the one that used to work in QuickFit, and I've said they're welcome to come back to mine as well. But we could lose them, you know, just you and me. Get back and have a mince pie and stick on Avatar or whatever. But you know, I mean, the telly's pretty good Christmas Day, so you know, it's pretty strong, isn't it? So we could just watch TV. But anyway, your thoughts, all right, mate. Cheers, mate. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. First of all, it's two thumbs up and a yes, yes, yes to your Christmas plans. I'm in a bit of a loose end myself. I was a little bit concerned that I was going to have to spend it with Anne, as her family seemed to have shown no interest at all in having her around. But I sort of gently suggested the idea that I spend it with you at the Wetherspoons, and she was, you know, quite happy. Now that I've put the bird table up for her, which is sort of a story in itself, really. She bought it online, and I'm not sure she knows what it is. I mean, it is a bird table, but she got me to put it up in the living room, and it's enormous. It's twice the size of a normal bird table. I think she's got it from China. So now I have to sleep in the living room on the sofa with this bird table over the top of me, which is a bit, I don't know, it's weird really. Yes, so Christmas Day, I should be able to, well, if I put some aside now from some of my benefits checks, I should be okay to go out to the Witherspoons on Christmas Day. I can perhaps bring a little something. I've got some Buckfast. And also, I've got a copy of a DVD which I received in the Daily Mail a few years ago. It's called Olympus Has Fallen with Gerard Butler, and that's about 2 hours long. So if we finished Avatar and there's nothing else on the TV, because it doesn't seem to be these days, we could perhaps put that on and have a bit of that, put our feet up. But it's really looking forward to it, mate. Great. Happy Christmas. Okay, speak soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Rog, it's Brian. And that's great, mate. That's really good news. I've actually made a few tentative inquiries at Wetherspoons, and only Darren's working behind the bar that day. He's, you know, the slow one who licked the iron for a bed. And he reckons it's going to be really quiet. So, you know, we'll have the whole place effectively to ourselves, which would be great. And, I remember Olympus has risen. I remember seeing that on the side of a bus and thinking, yeah, I'd love a piece of that. It looks really good. I think Morgan Freeman's in it as well. That's really good news. Okay, speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. Roger here again. So the Wetherspoons will be sort of very quiet on Christmas Day? Will there be anyone else there at all? I guess, yeah, it's cool. I mean, we can just sort of spread out and take over the place, I suppose. I don't think they play music in Wetherspoons, do they? They don't pay PRS, and I think that helps to keep the cost of the booze down, or something like that, I read. I mean, it should be good fun. We can take some darts or something. I can't find my copy of Olympus Has Fallen at the moment, which is a real pain. I put a load of stuff somewhere where I was moving it so that I could put the bird table up in the living room. I've moved some stuff, so I don't know. Maybe it was in there. That's okay. I mean, I've got another copy of Cliffhanger, which is the rock climbing film with Sylvester Stallone in it, which is really good. So maybe we could give that a go. Obviously, after Avatar, which comes first, top of the list. So great. This is going to be good fun. Okay, mate. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Fuck, that's a shame about Olympus Has Risen. You asked Anne. Just keep looking, mate, if you don't mind. It'd be great. I mean, like, Cliffhanger's a good film. I think Kirstie Alley's in it, isn't she? Playing his girlfriend. But, I don't think it'll just be us. I think Paul and his sister, the one who used to work in Quick Fit, she still might come, but he hasn't got back to me yet. But I've got a miniature ping pong set with the little bats and a net, but most of the tables in Wetherspoons are round, aren't they? So, which is annoying, but I'm pretty sure Darren will let us do whatever we want, to be honest, mate. So if you could keep hunting for Olympus Has Risen and Cliffhanger as a backup, maybe, and I'll have a think about ping pong options. All right, cheers, mate. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I've got some good news and some some more good news. For me, anyway. But it rather throws a spanner into our Christmas plans, I'm afraid, because amazingly, Claire has phoned up and asked me if I want to spend the day with her and Jamie. She thinks it would be good for Jamie. He's going through a bit of a funny, you know, teenage phase. She says he's sort of doing a lot of attention-seeking behaviour, telling quite a few lies. I don't think there's anything to worry about. I think it's probably just a phase that they go through. These lads. I remember telling lots of lies myself to get my mother's attention when I was. When I was that age, so it's we're not unduly worried, but it would be lovely to spend the day with her and Jamie. I'm sure you understand. So, if you don't mind, I'll hand my Wetherspoons ticket to somebody else, if that's okay with you, and you can have a nice day with Paul and his sister. But the other good news is I have found my copy of Olympus Has Fallen. It was under some newspapers that I have kept from the day that Claire and I got married, ironically. Anyway, it was under there, and I can bring that over for you, and with my copy of Avatar, and you can get stuck into those after you've had some food. Yeah, let me know if that's all right with you. Sorry to let you down, mate, but I'm sure you understand. Okay, thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Well, look, you know, that sounds great. I haven't spent Christmas in a family environment for years, so, yeah, no worries. You know, I'll just bring the ping-pong stuff to Claire's. I won't be able to do presents, mate. For anyone though, I don't know if that'll be an issue. But that's great you found Mount Olympus. We can all stick that on. Bit of a pain about the Wetherspoons tickets, but I'll try and sell them on to Paul and his sister. But I haven't actually heard back from Paul, but yeah, great. Okay, mate. Really looking forward to it. Just give me a heads up with you know, when, and stuff like that. But yeah, that's great. Okay, cheers, mate. Bye. Hi, Roger. It's Brian. No big reason. I just haven't heard from you for a couple of days. Just wondering, you know, what's happening with regards to Christmas. But just give me a ring. All right, mate. Cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. Roger here. Yes, sorry I haven't been in touch for a couple of days. I've just been making just a few plans and stuff. Look, mate, I'm sorry if I've misled you in any way, and if I have done, that's entirely my fault. And I'm really, really sorry. But it's just on Christmas Day, Claire's really funny about having people around the house that she doesn't know. I mean, I'd love you to come, obviously, and you know, it'd be great to spend the day with you, but I think it would be a bit tricky to you know, to have you there as well, just because Claire's a bit, you know, she's quite private and she likes it sort of quite close and stuff. You know, I'm a more the merrier kind of guy, but she's not really like that. So yeah, so if I, you know, I'll happily lend you Olympus Has Fallen and Avatar, and you know, obviously I'll call you on the day and make sure everything's all right. Okay, I hope that helps. All right, mate, bye-bye.
Hi, Rog, it's Brian. No worries, mate, understood. Yeah, okay, mate, speak soon, mate.
Hello, Brian, it's Roger here. Just checking to see you're all right. just hope everything's okay. You're not angry about Christmas Day? Anyway, speak soon. Bye-bye. Hello, Brian. Roger. Again, just checking in again, just to see how you are. Just if you wanted those DVDs, Olympus Has Fallen and Avatar, let me know. Okay, bye-bye. Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I've got some good news. I don't know if you're still planning on seeing Paul and his sister on Christmas Day, but if you're not and you fancy it, I asked Claire if she wouldn't mind if you came round as well, and you know, and actually she was really up for it, so it wasn't that big a problem. So if you do want to come to Claire's and with Jamie, then it'd be great. It'd be great. Okay, mate, let me know. Cheers, mate, bye.
Hi, Rog, it's Brian. Look, mate, don't worry about Christmas. I'll be fine on my own. Maybe you could call in at some juncture during the day. That would be great. But I've found a copy of Under Siege, so I've got that. So I don't need Mount Olympus or Passenger 57 or anything really. So no worries. All right, mate. Cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Mate, look, I don't want to think of you on your own watching Under Siege. I've spoken to Claire and said that you might not come now, and she was actually quite disappointed that it was just going to be the three of us. So I mean, it'd be really, really good if you did come, I think, because she was sort of quite, well, she sounded very disappointed. I mean, you know, I don't know why, but anyway, it'd be really nice if you could come. You can bring Under Siege with you, and I've got Olympus Has Fallen. You know, whatever you want to do, just come down, come round, spend the day. It'd be really nice. Please, mate, it'd be really lovely to have you. Okay, speak soon. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Look, honestly, don't worry. I've got a bit of a schedule now. I will be on my own, but it's okay. I'm going to get up and have tea, and then I'm going to go for a walk. And then I'm going to head back and make myself something, boiled egg or something, and then I'll have the radio on and stuff. And then I think, you know, Paul O'Grady's thing on the radio, which it might be quite fun, and I've got Under Siege, I am going to watch Passenger 57, and I've got a meal for one, a Christmas meal for one, so you know I'll be fine. So say thanks to Claire, but I'll be fine on my own. All right, cheers, Rog. Bye.
Brian, it's Roger here. Mate, I'm going to have to insist that you come to Claire's with me on Christmas Day. I want you to come. It wouldn't be the same without you. And Claire really, really wants you to come. In fact, she's sort of making it clear that if you don't come, I can't come. So please will you come with me to Claire's. She'd love to meet you, and I would love you to come. So please, thank you, mate. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Yes. No. Look. Yeah. That'd be great. To come on Christmas Day. I'm just wondering about presents and stuff. What the etiquette is there? You know. Just seeing if you've got them things. I mean. What I should do in that situation. I think I'm just a bit skint at the moment, but yeah, I'll have a think about that. I'll bring Under Siege and I'll bring a bottle of port. All right, mate. Looking forward to it. Cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. Roger here. Mate, it's great that you're coming. That's really good news. Claire will be really pleased. I'm sure Jamie would love to have someone else there as well. In terms of presents, don't worry about any of that at all. I've got Claire something. It's just, you know, just it's a little sort of scarf thing, Chanel scarf. I actually picked it up from the charity shop for a few quid, but it looks, you know, almost new. So I'll wrap it up nice, and I've got Jamie in computer game again from the charity shop. I haven't had to break the bank, thank God, because there's nothing in there to break. So don't worry about any of that. Yeah, bring Under Siege. I think that could be good. And who doesn't love a nice bottle of port? So I'm really looking forward to it, mate. Great. Okay. Speak soon. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. That sounds great. I was just wondering, just to alleviate any awkwardness, if on the presents, the Chanel scarf and the Game Boy, if we could put that it was from both of us, I just think that would probably, you know, prevent any faux pas on the day, which I think is probably the best way to move forward. Great, thanks, mate, and speak soon. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here again. Listen, mate, I honestly do not worry about presents. It's, you know, Claire and Jamie definitely won't be expecting anything from you, so it's, you know, it's not a problem at all. Having said that, if you do feel awkward about it, and I can understand that you might, Anne has given me £20 for Christmas, which is very kind of her. And, you know, I can give you that. And if you want to get Jamie and Claire a little something out of that, I mean, it really doesn't have to be much, you know. I can do that for you if you want. Let me know if that helps, mate. Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, Raj, it's Brian. Merry Christmas, mate. Look, I was just on my way over. I was going to get the train, but I think I'll come in the Subaru. I was just going to say, if Claire's got a garage, hasn't she? If she doesn't mind, if she parks on the street and I can stick it in the garage, that'd be great. All right, mate. See you soon. Yo ho ho.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Good morning, mate. And it's Merry Christmas from me. Ho, ho, ho. I was actually going to ask if I could get a lift off of you. But that's all right. If you've already left, then don't worry. I've got a few things to carry in the bags, the presents, and I did add your name to them, so don't worry about that. I can understand why you didn't want to buy anything else. It's fine, doesn't it? Yes, good. And yes, I'm sure you can park the Subaru in the garage. I'll ask Claire to move her car onto the street. I know it's not your car, so you don't want it getting damaged. That's fine. Yes, great. Look, well, I look forward to seeing you there, and have a lovely Christmas day. Great, mate. Okay, bye bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. You know, I've just nipped out to get a bottle of something, bottle of port, for Claire. She's great, isn't she? I've been there for a couple of hours, played a bit of FIFA with Jamie, which I'm not bad at because the boys are addicted to it, you know, so I have a bit of a dab hand now. But I just sort of said I'd nip out and get something. I think you're struggling a bit on the buses. I don't know if probably a bit tricky on Christmas Day, isn't it? But so hopefully you'll get here for the meal. I think the meal's at about 2, so I'm just going to grab this and head back. But all's well. See you soon, mate. Cheers. Merry Christmas.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Merry Christmas, mate. Listen, I've got to Claire's and I've dropped the presents off, and I'm a bit concerned because I said I'd ring Anne when I got to Claire's and just to make sure she's okay, and I've done that, and she's not answering the phone. I've rung her about 10 times, and I can't get through to her, so I'm a bit worried. So I think all I can do, I know that you're at the off license. All I can do is just go back and make sure she's okay, because she's on her own, you know. Anyway, I'll try and get back and get some lunch or dessert a little bit later on. I'm glad you're having a good time, and hopefully I'll be back in time for Strictly later on. Okay, mate, I'll speak to you later. Have a nice Christmas lunch if I don't get back in time for that. Okay, mate, bye-bye.
Hi, Rog, it's Brian. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Go and check on Anne. I'm absolutely stuffed. We've finished the meal. Claire did a great job. But yeah, you never know. She's probably had a couple of sherries and fallen down the stairs. You know, it's how it happens, isn't it? But
come
yeah.
Come watch it
before that prick gets back. Yeah. So I think we're going to stick under siege on now. If you could get some milk. We're out of milk. All right, mate. See you in a bit. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. It was a false alarm with Anne. When I got back, that bloody bird table that I put up in the living room had toppled over and blocked the door, And she couldn't get over the thing to go and answer her phone. So I just, she's stuck in the living room all day. So I picked that up and moved it, and you know, she was free to roam around the house again. She was a bit pissed as well. I don't think that helped with the clambering over the bird table thing. Anyway, I'm back at the house now, and I think you must have gone. Claire's gone to bed as well. So I'm just going to plate up some of the leftovers from the lunch and pop it in the microwave and sit down and eat that. Just a quick word of warning, mate. Jamie's gone missing. And before he left the house, he came up to me and I know that he's, you know, attention seeking at the moment, and he's, you know, telling a few pork pies and, you know, and just, I know it's for attention and stuff, but he did say that he'd seen you and Claire, like, you know, just in the Subaru together. It was just like, you know, and I just said, Jamie, please, you know, I know I wasn't here all day on Christmas Day, but I did have things to do, and Anne's an old lady, and I can't just leave her in her, you know, can't leave her in a flat on her own. So, you know, I'm sorry that I wasn't here, but I hope you had a nice day anyway, and you don't have to tell lies, and, you know, anyway, he ran off, and I haven't seen him since, so I'm just going to eat this food and put Strictly on, I think, and hope he comes back. Anyway, I hope you had a lovely day, and speak soon, mate. Okay, Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Sorry, I didn't really see you today. It was, you know, I had a really, really nice day. I'm back at the digs, and...
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
A bit quiet, a bit empty now. There's no one in the flat, there's no one in the building, in fact, I don't think, because all the students go back, you know. But it was a lovely day, and I'm sure Jamie will come back. Look, that I was going to ask that bottle of ports. I was going to get it back off you, but... hang on to it, mate. You can, you know, polish it off. I think I'm just going to watch a bit of You've Been Framed now. All right, mate. Merry Christmas.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
GreatBigOwl.com.